And good morning. I'm Helen Chickering, 756 right now, 59 in downtown Asheville. Well, last night, even in the midst of recovery from one of the biggest natural disasters to ever hit our state, people celebrated Halloween. The holiday had a very different feel this year, as BPR's Laura Hackett reports.
Halloween in downtown Asheville was a little different this year. The aftermath of Hurricane Helene was evident in some of the costume choices.
So I am a Primo water bottle. I think this costume may only work in Asheville. Outside of here, I don't think anyone would understand what we are.
So we got pop-up laundry hampers and cut the bottoms out, and then blue plastic wrap and just printed logos and used paper plates for the lids.
What inspired you to be water?
Just the lack of water and living off of our Primo jugs and the refills, and just that's kind of life in Asheville right now. It felt very appropriate.
That was Andrew and Katie Dettelbach, who were grabbing some free hot chocolate with their kids outside of the Lazoom Room's Halloween party. Megan Sneed and her young son William were also downtown, both dressed as pirates.
This is actually a second generation pirate costume. My mom was a pirate when I was probably about his age, and yeah, so I stole it from her. We're just excited. We've got a full day planned, and it's just nice that we were able to do so. I feel like with everything going on, it's been nice to kind of just prioritize having a little bit of fall festivities and fun, and the fact that people have been, you know, going out of their way to make sure that happens, especially for the little ones, has been really, really nice.
Buskers and performance artists were also around town last night. In front of Mass General Store, Zoe Norris and Brandon Thompson were playing the guitar and violin for the costumed crowd walking up Biltmore Avenue. How does it feel to be able to play music, you know, with just in the wake of a lot of tough things?
I'm really fortunate to have that in my life. As a musician, it's such an important part of you. And when you feel like you've lost a lot of other stuff, you can always turn back on that kind of crutch, because music is so important to a lot of people, not just musicians themselves. And to be able to play for other people and just kind of spread some joy, I'm certainly feeling joyful, so.
Anything else you want folks to know about, you know, what it's like for you these days, what it's like for musicians?
Yeah, go see music, go support folks as much as you can, and if you see a busker on the street like us, you know, throw a couple bucks if you can, or just throw some love our way.
For BPR News, I'm Laura Hackett.
Some of the sounds and music from downtown Asheville last night. Boy, I love everybody's take on all of this. What a bright spot. We needed that. Thank you, BPR Laura. It's BPR's Laura Hackett for bringing us that story. Big shout out to our entire news team for all the voices they've collected across the region during this hard time, but a wonderful time for connecting as a community. So proud to be part of this wonderful community. Wow, we're about to hit 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. We're zipping through the 7 o'clock hour. That was a driveway moment for me, by the way.